Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You want to call in anytime? You're more than welcome to 833-563-2539. And social media for Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM, Radio Now AM Show. Very easy. It just rolls off the tongue, I'll tell you. Hanging out with us this morning. Got myself Joe, Liv the Web Girl, Mackenzie, our good friend, hanging out. Used to work with producer Porkchop.
Yes.
This guy knows everybody. It's like you guys are in the mob
or something. We're reunited. And I used to work in this building, and it's so funny because, and I said yesterday, nothing has changed. Like, the bathroom, exactly the same. And it's been a while. But
same
it's so
Wi-Fi
fun to be back.
Password.
Everything's the same. I love it.
Her key card still works. It's like, how did that happen? Who knows?
A snack I hid is still in the corner in here.
Wait, where's the snack at?
I will never tell.
I am hella hungry right now. Let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. How's your guys' credit doing? Has it been stolen recently? Has your identity been compromised? Probably. Capital One said personal info, including names, addresses, phone numbers, credit scores, all the stuff that's not important, of about 100 million individuals in America and 6 million people in Canada, well, at least, you know, Canada got off easy, were obtained by one hacker. Capital One says it believes that it's unlikely the info was used for any kind of a fraud. Well, then what else are you using it for? What do you, I mean, like,
this
why
is
else?
Creeping me out.
Equifax has had something where I think you can try to get $125 back. I mean, I just assume now my information's stolen. It has been before. So I just assume, like, somebody right now has credit cards in my name and my credit's ruined, so whatever. A hacker got info, including credit scores and balances, plus the Social Security number of about 140,000 customers. Capital One. See, I'm mixing up all these different people that have been compromised.
Yeah.
Capital One will offer free credit monitoring services to those affected. So there you go. You'll know when somebody actually steals your stuff. Porkchop found this story for me, and it's just like, you know what? I think this person should have been allowed to keep it. Officials found a missile launcher in a man's luggage bag at an airport in Baltimore.
Wait, a missile launcher?
Yeah, like military grade
How
missile
big
launcher.
Are these things?
They're giant. It's probably 3 or 4 feet. I mean, it's shooting a missile out. Like, it's trying to take stuff down.
How is this possible?
Well, TSA officers called airport police, who found the man and detained him for questioning. Obviously, like, excuse me, sir. What are you doing with a missile launcher?
Could you explain yourself?
The traveler said he was in the military and he was coming home from Kuwait. He wanted to keep the weapon as a souvenir. Which, listen, if you're a man or woman that serves and protects our country, I think you should be able to bring home a missile launcher. You can't bring the missile, but I think you should be able to have a missile launcher.
Yeah, I don't see a problem in that. Honestly, like, that happened all the time in World War II and even World War I. People would find, like, the enemies, like, guns and stuff like that.
Wouldn't
and they would, like, steal them.
Wouldn't this be a ship it situation, though? Wouldn't you package it up and have it shipped over?
Yeah.
Rather than carry
but
it.
But also, shipping fees for that is probably so expensive.
Well,
I try to get around it.
When you send your rocket launchers back from vacation, yeah. You're like, oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to put this in my bag? Oh, it's over 50
I'll
pounds.
Carry on. I got this.
All right. An Amazon delivery driver, apparently you don't have to watch out for porch pirates anymore. You actually have to watch out for the drivers because this person got in trouble. A delivery driver in Texas was arrested for stealing a dog from the yard of a home. Let me repeat. An Amazon delivery driver in Texas actually stole. They dropped off the package, so I guess that's nice. You got that. But the woman and her boyfriend were delivering Amazon packages when they saw a Dachshund hound in the yard. She got out of her van and grabbed the dog, then drove away. Are you kidding me?
Honestly,
terrible.
No, it's Dachshund Hound, right? D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D?
Yeah, it's a dachshund.
That's a dachshund?
Yeah. There's no such thing as a Dachshund Hound.
Okay, let's get back to who steals a dog?
Wait. Dachshunds are very cute. I kind of get this.
So you think
you just see a cute dog and you're like,
Are you saying like ugly dogs shouldn't be stolen? Too?
She's like, if it's not stolen,
maybe adopted. Maybe adopted if they don't have anyone.
Everyone has to be equal.
But if it's a cute dog and they already have owners, then you steal it.
Like if it's a pug, you leave it behind.
No,
if it already has parents, yes.
What's has it been returned? Where is this dog?
Okay, Mackenzie. Well, here's what's happened.
I'm concerned.
Neighbors saw footage of the two people taking the dog in a doorbell camera and. The dog's family called the police. The Amazon driver was identified. The dog was returned, and they were fired. But see, it's so easy now because, like, technically they work for Amazon, but they just solicit out there. Like, Porkchop today could start working for Amazon as a delivery driver. Do we really trust Porkchop around our animals? No.
I do. I actually pet sat his bird once.
That's true.
Excuse me? Wait. Hold on. Stop. Need to know news. Pause. You said Porkchop had a bird?
You didn't know that?
No. Do you still have a bird?
Yes, he still has it.
Yeah, pork chop
so
has a bird.
So on the West Coast, he was not allowed to have the bird. And
I
so,
don't think he's allowed to either at his apartment
well,
complex.
I don't know if he has one now. I just meant back in the day, a few years ago, he had a bird, and I got to pet sit the bird.
Why do you hate yourself, Mackenzie? Why would you do that? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with my life. I'll watch your bird. It's National Cheesecake Day.
I'm a nice person.
Yeah, there you go. Too nice. It's National Cheesecake Day if you care to indulge. Ooh. And finally, Netflix. This is kind of interesting. Producers and executives at Netflix, in a recent interview, they shared that they hated the term binge watching. They thought it was a bad term because all the negativity associated with things like binge drinking and binge eating. So they had another term that they preferred. Does anybody have a guess of what they preferred? They tried so hard to make this a thing. Like fetch or fletch, but what do you think the word is?
Fetch is not going to happen.
I know.
Marathoning.
You are very, very close. Yes, they wanted to have marathon viewing. That's what they wanted to be.
Marathon viewing.
No, here's what they wanted it to be that way. They said it sounded like they were doing something healthy, but they couldn't get people to use it, so they just accepted, okay, binge watching is a term we have to use.
They think binge is like a negative connotation with it.
It is. But like, I love that they're like, no, it's marathon watching. It's like you're working out.
That's too much to say.
Here's the thing. Everyone binge drinks, everyone binges on Sundays, and everyone binge watches Netflix. It's okay. It's human.
Wow, those are some broad generalizations.
I know. Everyone binge drinks.
Everybody smokes crack. Everybody's robbed somebody when you needed to, when they needed the pain meds.
We don't judge.
Yeah, no judging here. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. That's Joe's Need to Know News.